All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas at the same number. So, Evan, you know, I talked about when we first started the show about, man, just a horrific thing is about to take place that I don't know if this nation will ever recover from. And I've lived through some things, but I just don't know how this nation is going to survive this one. We've survived a lot of different things.
Yes.
But how are we possibly, listen to this, Ben Carson, you remember him?
Yeah, rest in peace.
Caused Joe Biden's plan to nominate a black woman for the Supreme Court of the United States an abomination. Tucker Carlson, how dare Joe Biden? Tucker Carlson claimed Thursday that President Joe Biden's promise to choose a black woman for the next Supreme Court justice won't take into account intelligence and any other key factors. The Fox News host has been apoplectic. Since the president confirmed,
apoplectic, yeah, man, busting that blood vessel, getting insane.
that he would nominate a black woman to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Who do we have on the line, man?
Nobody.
Okay. On Thursday, Biden said that his pick would be an extraordinarily qualified black woman. Carson, in lockstep with other right wing, these folk on Fox News and other places. Listen to Carson. Carson, a black Republican, I don't know so much about him being black, who served in the former President Donald Trump's cabinet, has long opposed progressive views on race. This is America. Many people fought and gave their lives to bring equality. And now we're reverting back to identity politics, he said later Thursday on WMAL radio. Vince Caligisi, Anisi show, when asked about the impending court vacancy, and as we continue to do that, we're bringing more division into our country. Biden said Biden could be settling a detrimental precedent. By focusing on the woman of color. Let me see if I got this right. If a black woman becomes a Supreme Court justice, mm-hmm. what fears do they have a black woman?
It's right there in between. It's right there in between the lines. So basically what they're saying is that's affirmative action, you know?
I got that.
Yeah, yeah. So what they're are no black women who are qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. That's what they're saying.
Let me say this, because again, I've been around a while. And when Thurgood Marshall died, the first black Supreme Court justice, and I would argue one of the greatest, when Thurgood Marshall died, it was Ronald Reagan who decided that they had to have a black person to replace Thurgood Marshall, and they handpicked Clarence Thomas to replace that black justice.
You had President Trump saying, I'm electing a woman to the Supreme Court. It's happening. That's who I'm choosing.
Well, and Clarence Thomas then turned around and said he doesn't believe in affirmative action, even though that's how he got his spot. Who do we have on the line, man?
First up, we've got Susan in her car.
Hey, Susan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. A black woman as a Supreme Court justice. How can that be?
They're afraid of ovaries, Earl. That's it. They're just afraid of ovaries. We need more ovaries out there because, you know, God's sake, any woman hit in power, and then plus the fact that she's a woman of color even makes it worse. You know, I don't know what the difference in ovaries is among women, but I would say that they're just afraid. That's all. These men.
I know they're afraid. But what are they afraid of?
They're afraid of somebody that's smarter than them, Earl, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how many dumb people, I mean, Ben Carson is not the brightest bulb in the closet, is he? So.
hey, well, thank you very much for the call.
Not anymore.
Who do we have up next, man?
Up next, we got CJ from Stoughton.
Oh, CJ. Okay. Hey, CJ, are you worried? Oh, they're going to bring a black woman and put her in the Supreme Court.
No, I'm
well,
not.
It's conservatives that are saying that, man. Your people.
No, I think what they're concerned about is that it doesn't seem to be, you know, a quota system. And we want the most qualified person, correct? And
have we always gotten the most qualified? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I don't think the Republicans even got what they hoped they'd gotten. Look at where Judge Robert has determined.
Well, it doesn't matter. They selected him.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying, Earl. You don't know what you're going to get. But here's the thing. We got to have the most qualified person and someone who enforces the law.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. You were around. Clarence Thomas wasn't exactly the most qualified person when he sat on the Supreme Court. I remember. And you're old enough that you remember.
I disagree.
There were many more qualified. There were many more qualified justices than Clarence Thomas.
Well, I disagree. I think,
what do you mean you disagree?
Yes, I do. Because here's the thing. Do we have someone who's going to write the law or enforce the law? That's the thing. And when someone criticizes her or questions this new nominee, they're going to be called racist. And
I think
that's the thing.
You should take a moment to check out the nominees that they have lined up, because they are remarkably qualified.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying they are. I hope they get to be qualified.
CJ, let me ask you something, man.
Qualified.
CJ, let me ask you something. Because, you know, guys like you, and I'm sorry, man, you always say people are afraid that they're going to be called racist. There are racist people in this society, right?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, I believe there are, Earl. But
what do you mean you believe there are? There are plenty.
Don't be
afraid of being called something. Then don't act like you're a racist, and we won't. And people won't call you a racist. But if you're going to do racist acts, but if you're going to do racist acts, and then harp about people calling you on the racist act you've done,
Here's the thing. Are you gonna support someone who's trying to get social justice from the bench?
Hey, let me say this to you, man. Don't tell me about the bench and how equitable it's been. I'm a black man in America, and I know what it's done and what has happened to black people in this